Fabienne Jeanne grew up watching dance rehearsals at a studio across the street from her school in Port-au-Prince. She joined that studio at 19 and went on to perform with Haiti's biggest bands and at the National Theater. That all changed on January 12th, 2010.
I was watching TV. I felt the house start to shake. I ran outside. I stopped by a wall in front of the house. When the ground continued to shake, I ran. I fell to the ground. I took a towel and I put my leg in it.
A concrete wall crushed her right leg. Neighbors took her to an overcrowded hospital. She waited in a parking lot for 3 days before a team of American doctors could finally get to her. And then they told her they'd have to amputate her leg below the knee.
In a land that has always been geographically hostile for people with disabilities,
she is going to need an amputation.
Overnight, Haiti became a country of amputees.
A U.S. TV station heard about the dancer who had lost her leg, and Fabienne's story began making its way into America's living rooms.
Fabienne's days seemed to have lost their purpose. Now she sits on this desolate street corner in Port-au-Prince.
And I was, like everyone else, glued to the TV. I'd stay up till 2 in the morning watching the reports. And this report came on in the morning talking about this dancer who had lost her limb.
Dennis Acton was watching from his home in Boston. He's a specialist in fitting prosthetic limbs, and he realized he could help some of Haiti's amputee victims. So he flew down to Haiti with a team of volunteer technicians to figure out how many amputees needed help. They arrived at a clinic near Port-au-Prince.
Well, we walked into the building at dusk. It was a rather squalid setup. There was probably a dozen amputees in each room, all sleeping on the floor, on mattresses.
Dennis spotted a woman who was missing her right leg. It was Fabienne.
And we kind of sensed she had some inner drive to her. She seemed like a strong woman who was ready to work to get over this situation. But she was very much resigned to the fact that her life was over when we started talking.
He assured her it was not.
I promised Fabienne that we would help her walk and to dance again.
At first, when people told me I would dance again, I didn't believe them. But it was when I saw the videos of handicapped people dancing on one leg or with a prosthesis, I said, I will dance.
Dennis fitted Fabienne with a prosthetic limb. It strapped onto the stump under her kneecap. He set up a nonprofit foundation. It raised $41,000 to fund his team's work with Fabienne and other Haitian amputees.
I didn't want to go down there and just say, here's your leg, have a nice life. I wanted to go down there and fit them with the prosthesis, help them readjust to it, help them find new job skills if need be, and help them transition into their new lives.
Compared to many earthquake victims who lost not only their legs but their lives, Fabienne considered herself lucky. She had found an American benefactor who gave her a new leg and promised to help her learn to use it. When people think about reconstructing Haiti, they talk about billions of dollars in aid, building homes, and creating jobs. But both Fabienne and Dennis would learn that in post-earthquake Haiti, stitching back together the life of just one woman could seem as complex as rebuilding Haiti itself. I'm Jacob Kushner.